Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Professor of International Politics is Joel Ostro from Benedictine University. Joel, tomorrow seems to be a date of some significance. What are you thinking is going to happen in Ukraine with Russia?
Morning, John. Good to be with you again. It's really hard to know exactly what's going to happen, but all signs point to the next several days perhaps being the bloodiest and most brutal of the war. The most ominous sign was the United States recommending that all Americans evacuate from Ukraine immediately. Our intelligence has been spot on for really 8 or 9 months, you know, even preceding Russia's invasion. And Zelensky is also warning of heightened civilian attacks to come. And there's all the earmarks of that in the over the last few days. So we can expect some pretty horrifying news, is my guess.
It's the anniversary of the independence, if you will, of Ukraine, right?
Yeah,
33 years ago.
That's correct. That's the mark is Ukraine's declaration of independence as an independent state as the Soviet Union was falling apart. So that's the significance of the date tomorrow. It's also 6 months since the invasion, although we can probably attach less significance to that. But some of the most concerning things have been the fighting and the threats around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, and then the suspicious car bomb that took out the daughter of ultranationalist Alexander Dugin in Moscow. His daughter, Daria Dugina, was killed, and the circumstances surrounding that are suspicious. And would follow a long history of suspicious incidents of that sort, leading to massive overreaction on the part of Russia's military under Putin.
So. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. Suspicious. Do you think that her father was the target, the man described as the brains of the operation for Vladimir Putin? Do you think her father was the target, or maybe to punish the father, they killed the daughter? What do you think the MO was there?
Yeah, and even the whole punishing is odd. I mean, these are staunch supporters of Putin. Alexander Dugin and his daughter, who is has sort of a media presence herself, have been calling for Russia to essentially eliminate Ukraine for many years. And he's sort of suspected to be the source of Putin's own obsession with Ukraine. They've been critical of Russia for not going far enough in trying to defeat Ukraine and take over the country, basically eliminate its sovereign status altogether. Critical of sort of the sloppiness of the initial invasion and
right.
then sort of the concentration in the east and south rather than trying to take over the whole country. So whether the daughter was the target or he was is almost irrelevant because, it's just implausible to me that anyone involved on the Ukrainian side, certainly government, would have done that. It's just inconsistent with everything that Ukraine has done in prosecuting its defense. They've not targeted civilians anywhere at all, and this kind of rogue attack would certainly make no sense. They've got much bigger fish to fry than that. So.
Zelensky said, "We're not terrorists. That's not us. We wouldn't do that." Whoever did that, though, maybe their motive was to, in fact, ramp the fighting up because you knew this would inspire,
correct,
if you
inflame.
Will,
mm-hmm.
Inflame mm-hmm. Putin mm-hmm. And the Russian side. So maybe, do you have a guess
and
on
Putin
who
and the
would
FSC
have done
have
this?
Have a long history of this, John. I've published about it. Others have published about it. A series of apartment bombings in 2000 and 2004 and 2005. Around the time of presidential elections in Russia, tied to the FSB, the successor to the KGB, the chemical signatures of the explosions were KGB, the circumstances around it suspicious, no one claiming responsibility and no one plausibly identified. The hostage crisis in Beslan, you might remember from 2004, when hundreds of school kids on the first day of school were held for several days, many were killed, yeah. Also had signatures of the FSB behind it. Anna Politkovskaya, the courageous journalist who had substantial evidence exposing and proving the FSB's involvement, she was poisoned with the same poison that they used on Alexei Navalny. She almost died from that, and when she didn't, she was murdered in her apartment building shortly after. So a long history of we would call them false flag attacks,
yeah,
right?
Right, exactly.
Of using the FSB to provoke and a response that Putin himself wants to unleash. So that's the worry over the next few days.
Okay, over the next few days, let's stay in touch then. I know that Joseph Lindsley, the journalist, who's on with our Bob Surratt every day, will be quite possibly in the thick of it. He sort of talked about that this morning. We'll hear that and visit with you, too. Thanks for your time, Joel.
Hope you stay safe. Thank you, John.
That's from Benedictine University, Joel Ostrow.